So, George, last time when we spoke yesterday, you told me about your three older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And now why don't you tell me about your younger sister and younger brother as well?
Okay, well, as I mentioned yesterday, I had three older sisters, Julia, Margaret, and Rose. There were space like 3 years apiece between each birth. My younger sister was Claire, who became a graduate from high school also, became a nurse, and went to New York City as and worked in I think it was the Mount Sinai hospital in New York City in the cancer center when it was first. Cancer was in those days was kind of a almost a new disease or something like that, and she decided to get into that field to work and became a nurse and treated a number of local people even. It came from Lansford and all that who were, I remember one case where Mr. Weiss, a local merchant up on Ridge Street, had a son, Joseph, and Joseph had throat cancer, and they sent him down at night, and Claire more or less adopted him down there and took care of him, you know, and as a nurse would do. And Mr. Weiss would always get a hold of my mother, and he said, "Look, anytime you need any clothes or anything, then you come up to the store and take anything you want, you know." And but she was a very nice person. My mother had developed cataracts in her eyes, and she decided to come back and take care of my mother when she was going through her operation, which was in Colville Hospital. And during the course of the her taking care of my mother and all that, the operation was performed by a Dr. Hauser from Tamaqua. And Dr. Hauser saw this young woman taking care of her mother like the way it was, you know, beautiful girl and everything else, single. He had just lost his wife through a death. She died. He saw this beautiful girl and all that, and he became very attached to her and all that, and started courting her and all that. And eventually they got married, and she moved over to Tamaqua, and they had a big home there. He also had an airplane. He liked to fly. And he had two daughters. I would say they were in their late, one was in their late teens, one was in their early 20s. The younger girl, after she got out of high school, decided she wanted to be a stewardess. So one day he had an operation or something like that, and he couldn't, she had to be in New York to take this a test or whatever it was, or fill out the forms for the stewardess job. And they hired a friend of his was a pilot, a Mr. Christman from Palmer was a pilot, and they went to the three of them, Mr. Christman, my sister, and his daughter, went to New York. They had the interview and all that, and on the way back, they were landing in Lehighton, and for some reason, he never made the landing field. He hit a cement building, and both of them were killed. The daughter was she was only 34 at the time, and kind of devastated my mother, you know. I mean, she used to sit back on this back porch here and cry every night. She was so close to her, and when she did die a few years later, she just died of a broken heart, you know, just on account of that. And that was my mother. She was very sentimental too. And I think we mentioned too before about how the men kind of dominated the women and all that. And that was the case here. You know, the women were more or less afraid to do many things on their own. Well, if it was all right with the men, they did it. And it's still a case around here. I notice a lot of people my age, too, where the men dominate the women, you know, more or less.
Can you recall some examples, some incidents from your growing up where you could see that going on with your father and mother?
Well, mostly in buying things, you know. I mean, she couldn't go out and buy anything. She used to like the Hershey Kisses, you know. And she almost had to go out, sneak to buy them and hide them at home here so he wouldn't find them. And then she could go and have a couple Hershey Kisses at night, you know. Just a couple pieces of chocolate, you know. He never beat her or anything like that. But it was, when it came to spending money and all that, and buying things and all that, well, it was up to him whether he made all